Morim Asech Epsachim Daf Samach Hay. And we're starting at the bottom of Samach Tadid, but we actually finished Samach Tadid. I'm going to quickly go back. So he said, "Uchtivat Amzakubin Aron Hakonim Tamoiz Bechsavim Ma Olat Tuna Yisod Af Pesach Nami Tun Yisod." So we ask each other the question: how on the Korban Pesach the dam had to be spilt on the actual foundation, the Yisod of the Mizbeach? So we learned from an Olas and the Gemara says, "Ola Gufimin Alim." Where did the actual Ola itself has to be? Where's the Makok? We learned from the Ola. How about the Ola? So Amar Kra Yisod Mizbeach HaOla Al Ma Olat Tun Yisod. In the pasuk, we mash a mefurash pasuk. It says, "Rakachuay midam achatat beitzbol and talakram isbeach haola veTamo yishpoch elisod isbeach haola." So you got there the ola on the yisod, and therefore we it's all done. Okay. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Yatzak Katrishon. We saw that we had three different kitot yesterday. That there was the first katzin katinka. This is quite amazing. The Tana, look at the Gemara. Tana, he nikrait kat atzlanit. He is called a lazy cat. Look at this over here. What's he? Rashi says, "Yamibnei shenit atzla liot achrona." So we've seen the third cat. Right, the third group is called a cat atzlanit. I saw this morning, you know, that I always like to read the harot there of the stanzas. He brought a harot there. I'm not sure. I think it was in the Shalmi. I'm not sure where he brought it from. But he said that you see over here that the third cat, which made an effort to come to Yerushalayim and to bring a korban and to be part of Korban Pesach, and nonetheless they called kat atzlanit. So how much more people who don't make an effort to, you know, to do the mitzvahs? how they would be viewed? That's quite amazing. They called kat atzlanit. Vaha lo sag dilavachi ma'avre lemayvud. What are you talking about? But in other. Look at Rashi. The mitzvah is shlosh katot. We saw in the Mishnah. We learned from Exerida. We learned a limud in the Psukim, where it said we had our limud. We said a dav kahal v'Yisrael. We had a limud that we have to have three kitot. So why are you blaming the last guys at that skaniot? Someone had to be in the last group, right? Mm-hmm. You're telling us to make three groups. Didn't do three every three groups. So look what he says over here. He says, it's actually a difficult Gemara. They should have been there in the first group. Even though there's meant to be three groups, and there's going to be three, you make an effort to be in the first group. Right? That's like a nice idea. You know, you want to be part of the minion. You want to be in the first 10. Yeah, one thing coming to shul with a minion, but you want to be in the first 10. Like my father, always in the first 10.
Everyone pays attention to the guy who walked in the last and made the minion.
Right. So it says, "Lishun avshel liot min arishon." Should be amongst the first one. Can tani Rabbi Omer? Now listen to this. This is what Rabbi says. "If shar leolam belo bosem velo bursi." In the world, you have to have those that deal in the spices, you know, the guys that make it all smell good. On the other hand, velo bursi, and you can't also. You have to have tanners, leather tanners, right? What can you need both? He says, "Ashrei mi shemunato bosem." But nonetheless, happy are those whose trade are the bosem, right? And oily the mishunato borsi. And no one's, you know, you don't advise your children, the kafal, your son's kids, "Daddy, what should I do?" So, I think good profession for you is to go and be a tanner and make leather and smell the whole day. You know, you don't say that. The EF Shai says, "Lo lam belo zchar." Okay, look, for me, this is an easy gemara to read, but okay. The EF Shai, "Lo lam belo zchar in vodon a kaibot." What?
The difference is to be a policeman or to be
somebody
in the government.
A police, okay, yeah. Right, it says, and you have to have boys and girls in the world. You can't just have boys and you have to have girls as well. But nonetheless, Asher mi shebanav zecharim, oyli shebanav nekevot. He says, if he's the one whose sons or children are all boys, then okay. All right, we can work out on and said, Kama se b'chol.
Isn't the Arab saying that
somebody
who has daughters?
Yeah, it's called, what were they? Yasser Arafat was called that. What was it called? Abu. There's a word for you, there's a term, I can't think of it now. Okay, so now he says Abu Banat, maybe. Banat.
Yeah, Abu Banat.
Abu Banat. Yeah. So he said that kemaaseh b'chol. So we saw there. So he said there that the chachamim, we saw in the Mishnah that in the Har HaBayit they cleaned the Beit HaMikdash, they cleaned it out. They said lo b'ratzon. Where was it? Yasta bat Rishonan is the karu the halal. Minnesota over there. Which yeah. Kesheasu b'chol kach maaseh b'shabbat. And the Kohanim medichim et azar shlo b'ratzon chachamim. They cleaned out the azar. They shlo b'ratzon chachamim weren't excited about the idea that they cleaned out the that they washed out the place. The Gemara says lo b'ratzon man. Now, so again, I think that the standards in his arrow, he quoted somebody. I'm not sure it was. Can't remember what it was. He says, "What do you mean shlo b'ratzon? It's pashut to the Gemara that it couldn't have been against the ratzon of all the chachamim. I wouldn't do that. In the Beit HaMikdash, there were people, the kohanim there, they were good guys, they did their job. We say kohanim jizim, etc. It's not implausible to say that everybody disagreed and it was like across the board and the badatz at paskin aloch and the beit din at paskin aloch. So obviously, there were guys who didn't mind and there were some chachamim who were opposed to it. That's what the Gemara says over here. Shelo baratzon ma'an. Who's the person that they weren't that opposed it? And then goes Rabbi Chizda, Shelo baratz Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, particularly Rabbi Eliezer. Look at Rashi. Shelo Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar ba'al megabe mechabed. With regards to cleaning as a rule, the Hainu Dumi Hadacha. That mechabed a house. You know, we got a problem. Mechabed as a rule is because of Ishvei Gumot. Remember that you can't. We're talking about wooden. We're talking about not wooden. We're talking about like sandy floors here, where they would fill in the floor with sand, and therefore it's Ishvei Gumot, it's a kind of a bonnet building. That was a problem. So he says that Rabbi Eliezer has a rule with regards to mechabe, cleaning of the house, it's like sweeping, similar to the other with the water, and there's a chiyuv chatat, hilchach b'migdash, keshekfar nasa tzorech gavoa asur. You see that, Robert? Keshekfar nasa tzorech gavoa. Actually, we're going to get to what we spoke about yesterday and today's daf. They've already done the avoda. So when we want to say that ain shvut b'mikdash, we said, explained that Nasi and Robert said yesterday when we're talking about within the avoda itself. But if you've already done the avoda and the shvut is isud rabbanan, isn't relevant to be mutar if it's not l'tzorich kavod. Because the kohen wants to do something for himself, or the kohen for himself doesn't make it mutar. Only makes it mutar if it's the torech gavoy. Yeah, they finished the gavoy, they finished the korban already. Now the blood's there bothering them. They can't go and wash it out. That was Rabbi Eliezer's taina. The Gemara says, why do we not Rabbi Eliezer? Do you Rabbanan? If it was Rabbanan, ha'amre shvutu, v'ein shvut b'migdash. Look here. Because if it's Rabbanan, Rabbanan just say, what do you want? It's a shvut. And as a rule, you say, ein shvut b'migdash. And therefore, we got no problem. It would be mutar. So the Gemara says over here, so what is this? Mahi. We mentioned this machloket, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan. What's the machloket? The Gemara says, the Tanya, Echad Acholev. I just got over to Marshall, yeah, sorry. I just saw a picture Avi and Roseanne sent. My parents, not they're getting on the plane now. They're getting on the plane to come in Aliyah this morning, okay.
They have to move their flight up because of the closure. That was their flight.
Not moving. They're not moving the flight up. There's no direct flights from South Africa at the moment. El Al on fly, so they're flying Ethiopian. It's an El Al special Aliyah flight for Ethiopians. The flight from Addis is leaving half an hour earlier, so they'll be airborne by 12 o'clock. As long as they're airborne by 12 o'clock, then Ben Gurion would accept that as be already in the air, and those planes can land. So,
he's in Los Angeles, and he's trying to get on a flight,
yeah,
in the air by the time.
Okay, well, he's got a bit of advantage because he's got the time in his favor, right? The other way around works against him. Okay, let's clear. Yeah, works against him. Who's he? Okay, so he says, the Tanya, what's the machloket? The Tanya is echad acholev mechabetz. So cholev, Yerashes cholev is Moshe chala, but it's like milking a cat. והמחבץ, אבי הרשי, זה מחבץ, מעמיד החלב ועושה ממנו חביצין שקוראים to it. Basically, the understanding is, not everyone understands exactly what this means, this מחבץ, but I think that is like making butter. Okay, like making butter. והמגבן is making cheese, כגוגרת, סלטה וגוגרת, והמחבד, והמרביץ, yeah, מרבץ, yeah, with sweeping and cleaning the place, והרודה חלות דבש בשוגע בשבס, and taking out, you take out honeycomb from the nest. All of these chayev chatat. Chai v'chatek, it's all been b'shogeg. Hezid b'yom tov, if you were amazed on yom tov, you did it on purpose, lo ker arba'im to Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So we see Rabbi Eliezer is against the idea of mechabed and merabet. Okay, that's for our purposes, the cleaning of the place. V'chachamim omrim, chachamim say echad zeh v'chad zeh, l'olim mishum shvut. It appears as a different way of understanding what the echad zeh v'chad zeh is. Rashi understands echad zeh v'chad zeh, mechabed u'merabet v'rodeh. That's the, is eino ele mishum shvut. Right, aval meidach lo kamed klod amelachaninu kremi perek amatznia. And Rabbi Eliezer says mishum achi mechayev, okay, kolav mishum mefarek megabei mishum boni. He gives all the reasons what they are. But for our purposes, we say machloket over here. Rabbi Eliezer says that the mechabed is basically asur. Rav Ashi amar. So that's the first way of explaining it. Basri Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer says it's an isur, and Rabbanan say that it's only a shvut, and therefore should be okay. Rav Ashi omer, afilu taima shelo b'rason chachamim. Rabbi Ashi says, no. It could even be all the chachamim that were opposed to it. V'rabbi natani, shelo b'rason chachamim. And who's this chachamim over here? Rabbi, look at Rashi. Rabbi Ashi omer, le'olam rabbanan dame ba'al menami shvutu. They say it's a shvut. U'manitin rabbi natan, dame shvut she'en etzriche lo hitiru migdash. That Rashi there? That's how we explained it yesterday. That's how we learned the din. It was just the fact that it's a shvut doesn't mean it's enough. So, it's against all the chachamim. Even though it was a shvut, it's a shvut she'en tshicha. If it's a shvut she'en tshicha, there's not a problem, then it becomes us. The Tari Binat Romer, shvut tshicha hitiru, shvut she'en tshicha lo hitiru. Okay, that doesn't seem to actually be brought to halacha, by the way, on this stuff. But that's how we've learned it up until now. And it fits in nasty. One of the last ways to explain the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer,
what's the problem? What's the problem?
The problem was that what's the problem with it said that it was below beratzon chachamim. So below beratzon chachamim. So Rabbi, so the question was yes, but not the whole Rabbi. Rabbi Eliezer said that mechabed is mukash to hadacha. And therefore, mechabed, even the stone floor, banam is a pashud, if you've got to fill in stuff, whatever the case is. A tiled floor like ours today is okay, but we don't know exactly what the floor was in the Beit HaMikdash, you know. Not sure exactly to what extent it was tiled like ours today. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer now, kos ayam emale. Remember, Yehuda said that they filled one cup up, right, with dam tarovet. And it also wasn't so nice. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kos ayam emale midam tarovet, vizarkuz shikachar agam edbech. Velo hodulo chachamim, and chachamim weren't so excited about that idea that he'd mix up all the bloods. Okay, he had a good intention. He wanted to make sure that at least if one of the korbanot never made it to the Beit to the mizbeach, they'd pick the blood up off the floor. Right, that was his idea. So Gemara says, like a Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kosayam emale midama tarovet. He has the brighter sentence. Sorry, he has the brighter. Right? Why did they mix this blood with blood tarovet? She'im yishafech damo shel achad min. If one of the bloods would spill from one of the korbanot, nimtza zeh machshiro. This should be it. They pick it up. Rashi says yasharei murav ba'bo min hanishpach. They fix it up on the floor and we now make it so the mizbeach. So amru lo, Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo lo nitkabel b'kli. But what are you talking about? Maybe halo lo nitkabel b'kli. That blood itself. Look at Rashi there. No, there's no Rashi there. V'alo lo nikabel b'kli, right? That blood didn't come into a kli. So Gemara says, how do you know? How do you know it never made it into a kli? Maybe the blood was part of a kli. Says El Hachiyav. This is what he actually meant to say. Shema lo nikabel b'kli. Maybe when you intended to pick up the blood that got spilt, you picked up blood, and that particular blood that spilt never made it into the Grashia. Shema lo nikabel b'kli. Oto she'atar rotzeh lachshir. That blood that you wanted. Shema lo nikabel b'kli. Maybe you didn't manage to pick it up. V'tu lo mahani lezriket itna nishpach mi tzavar behema al aritzba v'asfu psu bezvachim v'perek sheni. And more, they already learned that if the blood spilt out of the neck onto the floor and never went into a kli first. Like the first question was, maybe it didn't make it into a kli. We said, no, it went from a kli and fell on the floor. So maybe it didn't, maybe it fell right onto the floor. They're not going to be good for you at all. So Amar Lehen, so Rabbi Yehuda said to them, Afanilo Amarti Eleb ben Yikabu Kli. I agree with you on that. But I'm speaking about only those that were in a kli. Right? So Mina Yadeh, and so then the question is, how do I know that they were in a kli? That's the question. Right, look at Rashi. The Umina Yad Rabbi Yehuda im mitkabel b'kli v'ha'ach hashal v'al muhuda kamash im yishapech tamo v'kamen nitkun esfek ata ha'echi mitkane b'ha'achin shemen lo nikabel. Maybe it never actually was in the kli to begin with. He said, no such thing. Blood doesn't fall down of the neck straight into the floor. Why? Kohanim Zrizim. Because Kohanim was Zrizim. We're allowing the Kohanim that all the blood, the Kohanim were always there to catch the blood. Ah, one of the cups, but I fall onto the floor. Look at the very first wild Al-Jash, Kohanim Zrizim. But Lake the Michas, the Shem Aloki Blue, we don't have any suspicions at all. Right? So the Gemara says, he's risen. If they're so risen, am I mishtapich? Then why do they spill? Like of your mind, if his quantum was so good, then what are they spinning in front of the floor? Right? So Ruki Rashi, he's risen. How can he spach in our judim? How do they know? Agav's risen ties, on the contrary. He says, Agav's, because they're so quick. Ruki Rashi says, Marim Naruch, the Karev, the Jok, Mitchayed Midayu. He says, because they're up and down, throwing those cuffs from one hand to the other, going quickly back and forth in that conveyor belt story, it happens that one of them might fall. But actually, the Kohanim.
You get the expression less haste, more speed.
Less haste, more speed, right? But you see, yeah, the Kohanim, the Kohanim were held in high esteem, yeah, in terms of their abilities to do things. Right? Kohanim says, Agav Zuzadah. Vahalo Dama Tasinaiko, another Kasha. They actually asked me a proper quite Kasha here on the blood itself. Vahalo Dama Tamtit Muravbo. But wait a second, we know that you want the dam that you throw onto the Mizbayach is Dama Nefesh. That's the blood that comes out. Now he says, but the rest of the blood that flew out of the animal's necks was on the floor. Because the Kohen just got to his Kli, the first the blood that came out, Dama Nefesh. But the blood carried on running out and also fell on the floor. And now we've got Dama Tamtzit mixed up in it. Look at Rashi, have a Dama Tamtzit. Rashi says, V'alo Dama Tamtzit, Shul Psachim Harbeimu Rabo, a lot of it's there as well. V'i Nishpach Dam Shlechad Kulo, Batel B'mi'uto, Uma Toil Zrika, Sharei Batel. And let's assume now that you've got all this Dama Tamtzit there, and you're going to pick up a lot of Tamtzit and a little bit of blood of Dama Nefesh. Tell me, Mavatel, what's going to do? It's not going to help you any longer. You're wasting your time. Took Moshe Rabbi Yehuda time, a couple of answers. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Rabbi Yehuda's not a problem. Why not? Dama Rabbi Yehuda already said, Dama Tamtzit, Dama Aliyahu. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that even Dama Tamtzit was good blood. That Dama Tamtzit could also be good for Zrika. That was Dama Aliyahu. Look at Rashi. Dama Tamtzit, Shechulin Veshel Kochim. Right? We're all good bloods. And now the Gemara says, wait a second. So where do we know this from? Right, the Tanya, because it's a bright over here. Where is a bright over here? This is a Tosefta Masechet Kritut. It says, yeah, Dama Tamtzit. Masechet Kritut discusses where what you have courage for and what you aren't have courage for. Right? It says, yeah, Dama Tanya, Dama Tamtzit de Ba'azara. Tanakama says, that Dama Tamtzit is only Ba'azara. You aren't chayiv on courage, you only chayiv on love. Why? Because not one of the five types of bloods. We've learned long into it now. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Ba'azara, beloved. It's only a warning. Below courage. There's no courage with Dama Tamtzit. Right? Dichtiv ki nefesh ko basar damo b'nafshohu. Right? So it's b'nafsho b'damo. His nefesh is the blood. Al kol ochlav yikaret. Yatza dama tamtzi. If you eat that blood, you have karet, because it's got the nefesh. Yatza dama tamtzi. Eno dama nefesh. Dama tamtzi hasn't got the nefesh in it, so therefore you wouldn't be chayv karet. Masech kriyin refresh time. And there, Rashi says they explain the reason they why. Because it's the chamisha lavim miktib abdam, the five lavim on dam, umiyat terchad le dama tamtzi. And one of the lavim is for dama tamtzi. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Yehuda says omer be karet. So in the contrary, like all other bloods, you get karet for it as well. And therefore, if you get karet for that blood, Dama Tamtzit, the same as blood of Nefesh, and therefore you can use it for Zrika. Rabbi Yehuda is not troubled by the idea over here that you might want to you end up getting that blood. Not a big deal for him. He says it's very good. Not good, but it's not a problem. So Gemara says like this, Bahama Rabbi Lazar, Moder Rabbi Yehuda Inyan Kapara, She'enu Mechaper. That's all very good that there might be a karet. But didn't we learn that Rabbi Yehuda himself said that you can't do Kapara with this dam? Look at Rashi, the very last line of Rashi. You're telling me, this is not a problem. Dama Tamsi is Dama Ali, and you can, you have karet. That's beautiful, you have karet, but even Rabbi Yehuda himself said you can't use it for Zrika, you can't do kapara with it. So now it's a good question. The question it begs itself now. If you're going to pick up all that blood off the floor, and it's full of blood of Tamsi, it's going to be Mvatel, the dam of the Dama Nesham, of the Dama Nefesh. Right? In quite a pasuk of Yeshua Mechapesh, Nema, Ki Adam Hu Benefesh Yechaper. Which is the dam in Mechaper? Dam She'a Nefesh Yotzebo Mechaper. Dam She'ein HaNefesh Yotzebo Eino Mechaper. So now comes the famous answer we've seen this before. All of you should be remembering this. You ever learned Menachot Ozvachim Ochunim with me? We learned this together, right? What does he say over here? Dam She'ein Yotzebo Ele Rabbi Yehuda Letamei. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Da Amar Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. You might be right. That Minadin, the blood that we want is the blood of the Nefesh, which is Neshama Yatzah Bo. And Dama Tamtit might not be the best dam for Kapara, but as long as there's a bit of the Dama Nefesh in the pot, all the other bloods won't mevatel it. Blood doesn't mix up to become to mitbatel. Dam maintains its identity. Dam retains its name. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's got a problem, and we've given a nice answer. Rabbi Yehuda, Ketani, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim. Now we carry on with the brighter.
What is blood on nefesh?
When you shech the animal, so you like a bit of the first bloods let it out, and then the next like fountain of blood that comes out is what the animal actually dies from. That's the blood the animal dies from. And the Chachamim say that is the blood Sha Nefesh Yotzaba. Animal's got a Nefesh as well. Right? Any living creature's got a Nefesh. Otherwise it wouldn't live. Right?
Animals, yes, but how do you distinguish between blood and Nefesh?
So Masechet Kritut's got a whole lot of examples like that. When we get there a couple of years' time, we'll discuss it. Okay. So now Tanya, Amalein Rabbi Lechachamim. Right, now we carry on with the discussion we had previously with Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Right, the discussion we had the brighter on the previous Amud, where we had over here, we said, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosi Yama Malei Medam Torovet, Shemishpach Tamo Shel Achad Mem, Nitzav Meshubar, Amur Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Valo Lo Nitkabel Bekli, etc. etc. Carried on that brighter. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, Ledivrechem. Now we're speaking over here now about cleaning the place. So I think I mentioned the wrong brighter. We said there that... We said there about Velo Beratzon Chachamim. Shelo Beratzon. That's right. That they blocked up the place. Right. That's the bright day. We said Velo Beratzon Chachamim. We said who was the Ratzon Chachamim? Was Rabbi Eliezer that he didn't like that? They cleaned the place on Shabbos. So this is like Rabbi. So he says Tanya Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim Le Dibrechem. So according to you guys, Lama Poket Kineda Azara. Why did they clean up? Look, Rashi here. The Divrechem Pokekin et Nekev Chomat Azara, right? It seems like they not only did Chachamim stop the water from coming in, but they actually blocked up the gutters that the blood couldn't run out. That there was an Indian to actually fill the Azara with blood. Now we've seen Gemaras. They said they walked up to their knees in blood. Yeah, there was on the miracles. There were no flies there in the Beit HaMikdash, right? On the regalim, there was the blood was full. The place was full of blood. So yeah, I'm gonna say, look at Rashi here. The Tibachanam Pekakin et Nekev Chomata Azara, the actual gutters. She Adamim Hamit Arvin Ba'ama Yotzim Bolochus. Normally, the blood would flow out into the river that flowed through. There was an Aramat Ma'im there, and the water would just. The blood would be taken out. Remember, they used to make it into, it would go into Gaib Gehenom there, and they would use it for, we said they use it for deshen. What's it called? Deshen manure.
Fertilizer.
Right? And on the contrary, now Erev Pesach, they'd block it up. They'd stop the blood from going out. So he says, Bishlom Ledidi, for me, it's not a problem. Kadesh lo yetzeh kol dam anishpach. I've got a reason why I can explain Chachamim did it. Because I want to have all the blood on the floor so that if a blood got spilled, I can take my kli, pick it up off the floor, and I've got a bit of dam in there and I can do zrika and make up for the korban which the dam got lost. So I can do it, he says, but Ledibrechem, what's your reason? For me, I can explain it, but why you? Samrulo, listen to this. Shevachu lebnei Aharon. Where all our Aharon, bnei Aharon? Yeah, how many have we got here this morning? We've got three. Four bnei Aharon. Are you listening? Shevachu lebnei Aharon. Sheyelchu ad arkevotehem bedam. That they should walk up to their knees in blood. It's a shevach. That's what Chachamim say. It's a schut to walk around in blood. So Rabbi Yehuda v'hakachayit. So wait a second. Doesn't the blood? Isn't it a chitzitza? We know that el kohanim have to do avoda, walking on the floor, right? And now they're trampling in the blood, and the blood is now separating between them and the floor, and it's a chitzitza. So they said no. Lachu v'en chotzet. If it's wet, it's not a chitzitza, right? It's not a chitzitza. Look at Rashi there. It's not a, sorry, v'en chotzet. Lidyan tefillah. We learned this. We learned this with regards to tefillah. At the time, we got a brighter. Masechet Shabbos, The Gemara says over there, Hadam, Vahadyo, Vahachalav, Vahadvash. If you got blood or ink or milk or honey, Yaveshim, if it's dry, so then it is a chatitza. Forms a separation. You can't do tefillah with it. You can't get a mikvah. Lachin ein chotim. If it's wet, if it's moist, if it's soft, there's no chatitza. Ah, she said, but have a kemit vaser manayu. But then if you go, that's a problem. Look at Rashi, mit lachin minam. But what about it dirties their clothes? Right? It dirties their clothes. But Tanya, we got a brighter. The Mishnah Shas corrects it from Tanan to Tanya. So we have a brighter. The Gemara calls it a brighter. Masechet Zvachim as well. Hayu begadav metushtashin. Right, metushtashin. There's a Likuta Rashi over here from Masechet Zvachim. I think it's Masechet Zvachim. Where he says yeah, metushtashin. This Gemara is brought. He says betit. If the bride says if their clothes were like were full of like all stained or whatever, va'avad and they did avoda to psula. The avoda is psula. So isn't the blood filthing their clothes, right? Because the bottom, if the blood's up to their knees. So the bottom of their clothes are all full of blood. They're filthy, dirty. How can they do avoda? So he says, now maybe, remember, v'chitayma, we're going to give an answer, which is not an answer. V'chitayma, you might want to say, the madlulehu lemanayu, that they just lifted up their jackets, or they pulled up their clothes, they pulled them up, and not a problem, right? Then maybe the madlulehu, Rabbi Chananel, he's the one who fits in us. Look at Rabbi Chananel here, about 10 lines of Rabbi Chananel. It says, the madlulehu, perush, he says, Shayub magbein big dehem ma'at. They lift up their clothes a bit. Shlo yitan fu min adam. They wouldn't get dirty. He explains that good. It means a beautiful Rabbi Ben Chananel. But it can't be. Why can't it be? That can't be a good answer. V'atanya midobad. We say this all the time, right? It says, V'lavash ha-kohen midobad. U'mich nesei vad. Yobash ha-besaro. V'imit ha-deshin ha-shinochal ha-esh. Shalala ha-mizbech. V'salman ha-mizbech. We're saying in the korbanot in the morning. It's midobad. What do you mean about each kohen? The day became a kohen. The Migdash tailors arrived, measured him up and fitted it out. And it had to fit him perfectly. It had to be midobad, had to fit him properly. It couldn't be up, it couldn't be short, it couldn't be long, it couldn't be tall. Right? Mido kemidato. Look at Rashi here. Mido kemidato. Velavasha kain midovad kemidato shavelaret. Had to fit him properly all the way. You can't go and shorten your clothing. She lo yechsar velo yotir. Can't be short, it can't be long. So he says, no. He says, beholechet evarin lekevesh. When they were taking the Evarim to the Kevesh, it would be okay if they lifted up their clothes. Why? The law of Avodahi. That's not called Avoda. Look at Rashi. Then they would lift it up. So it wasn't such a big deal. It's because of the law, and that's not called Avoda. But a Zar can't take the stuff to the Zar can do Shechita, right? We learned that. But a Zar can't take the meat up to the Kevesh. The Kohanim would probably kill him, right? That's the, you know, we learned that for the Kohanim, they used to have lotteries and who would do, they used to, originally in the early days, they used to race up to do the Truman Adeshin until one of the Kohanim got pushed over, whatever, right? So they took their job, sure, they went to write to Tanya, V'kriva Kohanim, Kohanim Mizbecha. It says, Et ha-kol, Mizbecha, Et ha-kol, Zuho lechet arim na-kevesh. He says, you're right, Elo ha-belechet etzim na-maracha, Et la-vodahi. Okay, but still, he wants to say, so that's all beautiful. So they were carrying the wood. Maybe it's not an avoda, but when they were, nonetheless, they were carrying the evarim, the limbs to the kevesh, and they were having to carry the blood to the mizbeach, to the zrika. How would they do it? So he says, the mesanei ha'itztabi. They were like these little, they were poles, they were like beams, little, what do you not beams? Amudim, what do you call like a... Like, help me out. No, I can't think this way.
Pedestals.
Like sticking out, like stones sticking out along the way, where they'd like walk between them. They were still considered standing on the floor, and it was above the blood. Okay, so we've got a solution now of how we could have the azara still fixed up, and it's good for the chachamim to the kohen to walk around in the blood. And yet, when it came to doing the necessary avodas, they would stand on these higher areas, and they wouldn't. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back to the end of the Mishnah. We said at the end of the Mishnah, with regard to, we said, Ketzad Tol, remember, how do they strap up these things and they flay the animals and they strip the skin off, etc., etc., etc. So it goes like this. Ketzad Tol, and when they take out the insides, and they put the insides, we said, into some sort of like a bowl like jump to do the burn them on his back. So Moses says, Atu hu gufe hu maktilehu? What the guy who the same Kohen who's taking out the insides, he's the guy who's gonna do the Akhtara. But the understanding is that it's all split up between different Kohanim. They're gonna aim at Akhtiran. So don't say that he himself did it. To do it at a later stage, I'll give him his bayach. Then the Gemara, the last thing, end of the Mishnah, had said, Atzah kat rishona, says, Tana kol echad ve'echad noten pischo bo'oro. Right? Each person, how do they leave the Beit HaMikdash now to go and take their Korban Pesach home? He says, kol echad ve'echad, Rashi says, yeah, kashayu holchin lebatel, they're going home, haya noten pischo bo'oro. So that the Pesach back into the leather hide, after they checked it, umafshil achorav, and they would like throw it back over them. And Amar Rav Eili said, tayot, like a taya, like a Yishmaeli trader. They'd look like these, like a Tom Sawyer type of idea, you know, like the traders walk in the back. That's how they'd carry their korban. Rashi said, derech socharim Yishmaelim huze, like in the ways which they would do it. And I saw this morning, their shtantal says, what's the idea? You might have thought it's not really mechubad to do it in such a way, but it's from the chaviva of the mitzvah, I think he said there, that it's a nice way of doing it. They're showing the mitzvah and they're carrying it, etc. And that's it. Okay, hadranelach tamid nishchat, hadranelach tamid nishchat, hadranelach tamid nishchat. Okay, so a new perek now. This perek is still part of the second part. Remember, he said that all these things that's coming from Pesach and other korbanot, etc. The Mishnah says, "Elu dvarim Pesach dochin el Shabbat."
That's the thing, I'm amazing.
Sorry?
Oh,
I thought you were talking to me, David. Okay. Elu dvarim Pesach dochin el Shabbat. So what things in the Korban Pesach can doche Shabbos? That's the question. So the Mishnah says, "Shchitato, the shchita, v'zrikato, and the zrika of the blood, u'michui krevav, and taking out the intestines, all the amorim is going to go into the Mizbeach." Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara on why he can do it. And he says, the time is, it wouldn't smell. V'haktarat chelvav, and the haktara. So those four things, shchita, zrika, michui, and the haktara, those things, doche Shabbos. If talking, assumingly over here, that Pesach is like this year, when Erev Shabbos will be, when Motzei Shabbos will be Pesach. So Shabbos is the 14th, and the Korban Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach, it's Shabbos. So for our year, like this, exactly like this, please God, let's say we have a Beit HaMikdash coming up soon in a couple of weeks. We've got how many weeks? This week is Tu Bishvat. So we've got 2 months to Pesach, right? Exactly 2 months to Pesach. Robert's getting very excited about the day of Korban Pesach, you can see. And we have a Beit HaMikdash will come down. Everyone will have a Chisun, obviously. And then we can all go up to Harabayit and we can have a Korban Pesach. So we've got to know it. So it says, Avat Tzliato, but the actual roasting of the Korban Pesach. V'hadachat krevav, and the washing of the intestine that they got. Einan dochin Shabbat. They don't doche Shabbos. And Rashi says, yeah, why? Because you're able to do it when it gets dark. So whatever you can do after Shabbos, you have to do on Shabbos. Okay? And obviously, whatever you can do before Shabbos, you have to do on Shabbos either. So here comes what you can do before Shabbos. Harkavato v'havato michutz letchum. So now, loading it up. Look, Rashi says, Yarkavato al katef ha'adam, carrying it on your shoulder, with a little lamb, and the lamb can walk itself. Look at Rashi, a third wild line at the bottom, La viola zra derech shrabim. You're going to bring it through shrabim, afa bisha'enu ele isu shvut rabanan. It's only a shvut rabanan. Right? And why do we say, ain't shvut per mikdash? The kamelan chai no set atzmo. He says, could we paskin la halocha that chai no set atzmo? Every animal can walk on its own. So if it can walk on its own, then there's no issue carrying it. Same thing with a child, right? If a child can walk, then there's no real issue carrying it. Although it's still ideally midrabbanan, you shouldn't do it, by the way. But if you do, it's right? But a child who can't walk, so that's called carrying. A child who can walk, a chayin said that's more. Right? Ein doche. The havre le mavid met mo. He could have yes, that's it, Rashi. V'chein avato mitchum tchum. From one tchum to the other. Now, who do we know that says that Tchum is a Doraita? Rabbi Akiva, right? So therefore, Rabbi Akiva wouldn't be so pashut, right? Rabbi Akiva wouldn't be so pashut. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mechut to Tchum, v'chatichat diavato, and if he's got like a bit, one of these moist, like Rashi says, Vroye Beloas, right? Yabelet, right? Exactly like the Mishnah says, Yabelet. The Chodchov Tzibulav, and he cuts it off with his fingernails or with his teeth. I was not using a knife. And he had a Beshvut, and he Beshvut, the Meloch HaKalach HaYad. It's doing a different way, so that also should be okay. And Dochin in a Shabbos. Same thing, doesn't Doche Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer Omer Dochin. Rabbi Lezer says that does Doche, that's Chatichat Yabelet. That would Doche Shabbos. Right, Amar Rabbi Lezer Valo Dinu, and he learns the din from like Kavachomi. He learns like he's got a limud, not just them. What's the limud? Valo Dinu. Ma im shchita shi mishum melocha. Shchita is a proper melacha on Shabbos. Shchita is a melocha, right? Doche da Shabbat. Eilu shein mishum shvut lo yitchu da Shabbos. So it seems like Rabbi Lezer is arguing with all these things that are Shabbat shvut, not just the yabelet. Right? So it says, therefore, these things are only a shvut. Shouldn't they? Doche, look at Rashi. Lo yitchu bitmiya. Why are you saying that in doche? A meloche is doche, but a shvut not doche. So now Amar Rabbi Yeshua says to him, right, not so fast. He says, Yom Tov mochiach, I'll prove to you from Yom Tov. Right, look at Yom Tov. Shehi tiru bo mishum melocha. On Yom Tov you can do melocha, but asur mishum shvut. So look at Rashi here. Tiru lo shchita and bishu. These are av melochas. Umutarin lehedu, not even a coin, anybody can do it. But nonetheless, Ashu bo rabi davar mechutz l'tchum, v'locho, you can't on Yontif, still got Isur of tchum on Yontif. Right? Hoyo v'have efshal ha'chekuk, you could have worked yesterday, v'af agav, the tchum in the Rabbanan. And then Rabbi Kibble disagree with that, right? And Rashi is saying it for a purpose. This is Rabbi Yeshua who tells us that it's Isur de Rabbanan. Right? So now, look here. So, Amal Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Amal Rabbi Lezer, Maze Yeshua. Look, they don't say Yeshua, right? They're friends. He says, Maze Yeshua, what are you talking about? Ma Raya Rishut Le Mitzvah. How are you comparing a Raya of a Rishut to a Mitzvah? Look at Rashi, Achilat Hed Yot Rishuti, eating on Yontif is a Rishut. You're allowed to, it's permissible. It's not a Mitzvah. Ulotorech Gavoa, Mitzvah, right? But in the korban is for gavoa, it's a mitzvah. Yimiduch hachamim yisur shvut shleim b'makom mishut. Yamidu af makom mitzvah b'tmiya. Rashi says, with a question, you're going to compare the two. How do you compare the two? Yontif to korban Pesach, eating and cooking, etc. Here, this is all a mitzvah. So Shiv Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva like almost comes to the Haganah here, to the defense of Rabbi Yeshua, right? Rabbi Akiva gets involved. He says to Amar, Hazaa tochiach, I'll prove to you from Hazaa, because your argument was with Rabbi Yeshua that you can't compare a reshut to a mitzvah. I'll bring you a mitzvah and show you from a mitzvah to a mitzvah that you can't learn your kal vachomer. Right? He says from Hazaa tochiach, shehi mitzvah, Hazaa is a mitzvah. Right? Look at Rashi, but tamei meit, talking about a tamei meit over here. Shechal shvi'i shelo liyot b'shabbat erev Pesach. Now this guy, he was a tumah mate, and he has 7 days now, and the third day to do hazah, and the seventh day to do sprinkling of the parah duma ashes, and the seventh day now is erev Pesach Shabbos. And now this guy doesn't get become tahor, he can't eat the korban Pesach. He's going to be nidche to Pesach Sheini. Right? So look at that. Look at Rashi. Im lo yaze, lo yase pischo, Vafilu hachi eno doche. Nonetheless, doesn't help us. The hachi shmina Rabbi Akiva, the lo dechia, vaz a shvut, has a shvut. It's not a melocha. The my melocha, as a melocha says Rashi, ele mitchazei ke mitaken gavra. What's the shvut? It looks like you're fixing up this guy, you're like a tikkun. And that's why it's Isidra Rabbanan, not even a melocha there. That's Rabbi Akiva's answer. Hazah tochiach, si mishum mitzvah, hi mishum shvut, v'ele doche l'shabbos, afata, al titamai, says to Rabbi Yezir, don't be surprised, al eilu, she'af api, she'i mishum mitzvah, v'ele mishum shvut, lo yitchu el shabbat. Don't be so surprised by all these halachas of chachamim. We've seen here with hazaa, that's only a shvut, and they aren't doche, and the poor guy can't join his family, eat korban Pesach. So Amar Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yezir says, "Valeya ani dan." That's where I learned my din from. My din is based on this hazaa. Your example, Rabbi Yezir, is my support. Look at him. Look at Rashi. Valeya ani din. V'gamal hazaa ani cholek. I don't agree with that. What you saying about the hazaa? V'omer shetidache. On the contrary, it can be doche. V'lekhu pesach u'mikal v'chomer ze'atzmo. He says that's the kavachomer. I'm telling you that you're wrong, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva, the guy can do hazaa, and that's my kavachomer. Look back in the Gemara. Rabbi Yezir, Valeh ani dan. Uma im shchita. What about shchita? Shehi mishum melocha doche et haShabbat. Has some shchita, which is a melocha, is doche Shabbos. Hazaa shehi mishum shvut. Eino din she dochet ha-shabbat. Let's take this argument, we'll carry on the rest tomorrow.